now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Welcome back. Valerie Grange from McWilliams Ballard joins me. And we were chatting earlier about renting versus buying. And you have an interesting take on this. Go.
I think that when it comes to real estate, you know, you can think of it as a relationship, Eric. And the first question is love enough when it comes to buying?
Well, I think that people aren't initially in love in the way that they need to be, right? Commitment is loving. Love is a commitment.
That's
right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So when people look at a house, there's that immediate infatuation that they have when they fall in love with the house, right?
In love with the idea of being in love.
They love it, right? And,
yes.
And the idea of just walking into a space, seeing that space, and so on. But the commitment that comes behind it is more than that.
That's right. And so when we have buyers that we work with, that really is one of the essential questions. And that rapport that I have with my buyers is going through all of those necessary preliminary steps and discussions to really figure out if buying is the right option for them. And I think if they do that, they will have a better experience overall. And, you know, they really need to figure out what their current living situation is and if they're willing to commit. As I like to say, do you want to keep dating or are you going to put a ring on it? And that's true for a lot of couples. You know, love is in the air. Spring is the market. And we're seeing people come out and fall in love with the idea of home, you know, ownership, condo, you know, ownership. And they haven't really done their homework.
Right, and the ownership is not what makes the relationship, right? The ownership is not what the ownership ties you into the property, but you need to be clear about why you're buying the property.
Absolutely.
And understand that the commitment you're making to the property ties you to the property, so it is a responsibility, not a right.
Correct.
You have a responsibility with owning real estate, but you get the benefit of having that commitment.
Absolutely.
What would you say those benefits are?
Well, the benefit is a long-term goal or vision with obviously the equity or the foundation, the stabilities, particularly for, again, the home new home buyers. But we see a lot with the empty nesters, the decision to live a different lifestyle and the, you know, overall commitment is a reflection of that, how buying this particular property is going to affect their life in all ways, right?
Absolutely. So if you're a renter and you've been renting for a long period of time, it's easy to continue to do that because you're not in any commitment.
Yeah.
The problem is that when rents jump the way that they've jumped the last 5 years, and you don't lock in what your monthly cost is the way you can with real estate, yes, you made a commitment. And yes, you can't just move out of there on a month's notice, but you have the benefit of a long-term lock-in of a cost.
Right.
Right? And so homeownership at the end of the day is always going to be the best way to play as long as you know you're going to be there for a while.
Correct.
Because the transaction costs are so great to buy and to sell, it's very difficult to get out of a transaction. In fact, I was at a meeting with a buyer that I'm working with. We're negotiating a contract right now. It's going to be, I'll probably be up against 10 offers with this buyer to try to win a property. And the buyer and I were chatting in a previous house, and the husband in the situation said to his wife, I really feel like we need to do this. And the husband said, we don't need to do anything. We're the buyers. It's the sellers who need to sell. Yes, we would like to buy, but we're the ones empowered and in control here. So when you make the commitment, you want to understand it is a commitment because when it comes time to sell, you need to be able to sell, right? So have a good unit, choose well, buy McWilliams Ballard.
That's right, Eric. I love the way you just said that. And that way you won't get discouraged as you go through the process because you do see that happen, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you make it all the way to the goal, which is to eventually, you know, buy something.
Right. And then you have long-term real estate wealth, paying that debt off. And if you pay it off faster, you end up building your wealth faster. You know, I'm not a big believer in debt. I think that debt is a tool to be able to acquire things. But the word mortgage literally means death claim. So mort is from mortuary, right?
Mm-hmm.
The word amortization means to kill the loan. So when you're buying, you want to be careful not to overbuy. But with the rates being as low as they are right now and finding good product like what you have at Truxton Circle coming up soon, right, there are opportunities that abound at good prices that I'm sure in the long term will produce equity as well. Valerie Grange bringing us the truth in real estate relationships this morning. Love versus infatuation.
Versus
right?
infatuation, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, very good. Valerie Grange, McWilliams Ballard, the Condo Nest team. Thanks so much for being
Thank
here.
Thank you, Eric.
Okay. So when the time comes to think about buying a place, your first, second, third place, and you're thinking about buying but don't know how to approach the process, I want to encourage you to request our Buyer Savvy Guide. It's a free guide you can download now at ericstewartgroup.com. I've written it to give you insight into how to approach the buying process. Plus, we have a new website, ericstewarthomes.com, which will give you real-time information. It's updated on a minute-by-minute basis. It's the best site for searching real estate as a buyer at ericstewarthomes.com. All of our information, all the hosting of the radio shows is at ericstewartgroup.com, and you can get in between the two sites from either site. So for you buyers in Arlington, Virginia, let me turn you to look at a house at ericstewartgroup.com, a new listing that we have. It's at $1 million at 1414 Vernon Street, North Vernon Street in Arlington. It's a three-bedroom, three-full-bath Cape Cod on a 9,375-square-foot lot. Cozy space, large addition off the side, a library, and off-street parking, and a great storage shed, as well as a beautiful gazebo in the backyard that makes coming home a delight. And just blocks from downtown Arlington, and you could really just walk down to the Ballston Metro. So more information on that can be found at ericstewartgroup.com. Up in Germantown, Maryland, a new listing at 21308 Glendevin Court, 2-plus acre property, 5,000 square feet, 4-bedroom, 4.5 bath. This is just off of Brink Road in Germantown, Maryland. Gorgeous finished basement, very well-constructed home by major builder. Find out more information at ericstewartgroup.com in our active listings. You can, again, search all of our properties there, including those two. So, Widow Care. You know that Widow Care is dear to my heart. We've launched our first private Facebook page on Widow Care, which I'm not on, by the way, because I'm not a widow. But Leanne Sherman and two of the other widows in our board have launched it. I want to encourage you, if you're a widow listening and would like to have a conversation with other widows about your plight in losing your husband, I'd like for you to go to widowcare.org to become a part of that conversation there, or go to Facebook and look up Widow Care and like our Facebook page and join, and you'll apply to join to be a part of that private Facebook page. Widow Care, helping widows connect with widows, helping them find resources, and also promoting groups around our local area and our whole world. Widowcare.org, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Many of us face challenging times in our lives where we have devastation, we have loss, and we lose our jobs. There's all kinds of struggles that we all face. But many recent studies have demonstrated the negative effect of social isolation, and which is why we bring you into the conversation about how you can age in place. If you're living in a home and you want to learn how to age in your home by being a part of a village, you can get more information at ericstewartgroup.com. Or if you're interested in continuing care retirement communities, again, we have a CCRC guide at ericstewartgroup.com. Sophisticated medical imaging even shows that loneliness and physical pain both cause a reaction in the same area of the brain. When we lack adequate social contact with other people, a distressing and painful cycle of decline can result because, in a sense, social skills are a use-it-or-lose-it ability. Loneliness is harmful for people of every age, folks. That's why moving can really change your life. If you become socially isolated or you want to become part of a new social fabric, move, join a new community, and make new friends. Right? That's a big part of why we buy and sell real estate. Well, my final thoughts coming up in just a second.